Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com. Brewers 360, sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited on Wisconsin's Morning News. Joining us every Tuesday is the manager, Craig Council. Hey, Skip, we were just talking about chores now that summer is here and how easy that is to implement with the kids. Did you guys ever have any structure there on how to make sure your kids knew the difference between what chores they had to do versus what's just expected of them because they live in your home?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, it's summer's, I guess the biggest thing I always think is that summer hits and everybody wants to sleep in all day. You know, but it's still time to work and things to do. So yeah, I mean, there's always a list of chores. I don't think that changes with summer. But getting them out of bed is always a challenge. Teenagers, for sure.
See, Brandon has that issue. He's letting his 14-year-old stay up a little too late. It's like 3 or 4 in the
morning. Skip, we're early, early birds here. I was getting ready about 3:30 this morning, and my son was still awake from the day. And I'm curious from you, does that make me a bad dad as I walk out the door for work and my son hasn't been to bed yet?
Yeah, that's when you shake your head and you're like, what's going on here? But, yeah, different generation.
Hey, congratulations, first of all. Obviously, a big day on Sunday with the graduation. Were you able to just submerge yourself in family time? Did you have a gathering? Did you do all the things that you do on a graduation day?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a special day, and I've had an older son went through it, and I think as you kind of go through it, you realize these are important moments in your for your family. We had a wonderful day. Another graduate of high school.
Were you able to go to the game yesterday? I know your boy had a state playoff game yesterday for Whitefish Bay and they won the game. Were you able to be there or no?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a great atmosphere. The WIA puts on a great event up there in Appleton, and they were fortunate enough to win in a really great game, fun baseball game, and we'll continue to play on Wednesday.
So they play again on Wednesday, and then they would, if they win that one, they'll go to the championship. Have you done the? Have you looked at the schedule? Is there any way you could see them play again?
Yeah, if they make it, we're off on Thursday, so I would be there on Thursday, and that would be a thrill.
Hey, Council, forgive me for asking. I got to ask you, Skip, though. Like, is this? Do you think about this? Do you think of like your immortality a little bit when you got your second son now graduating, playing high school ball, and moving on to play in college? As you start to think about your own future, what you want to do with your career, does that come into play? Like what your children are going to be doing as they grow?
No, I don't know about that. I think it's just a blast watching them. I think for any parent who gets to watch their kids, do something they love doing and spend a lot of time, working hard to get good at it. It's fun to watch the results of that. And so yesterday was just a lot of fun. It was a great just high school sports event and a great setting. And like I said, it was fun to watch Wisconsin high school baseball. There was 4 great games yesterday. All of them ended up being great games. And it's just great for high school baseball to watch it. And whether you're playing in college or not, you could just see the passion for the kids that the kids had for yesterday. And it was a lot of fun to watch.
Will we see you in the dugout, like checking your phone for scores during the game tomorrow?
No. I think we should be about finishing when they're starting. So hopefully that time's up good, and we'll get a win, and I'll be able to hopefully watch them win.
Well, let's do this. Before we let you go, we got to celebrate the fact that Craig Council Indiana Jones Bobblehead Day is Saturday. So I don't even know if you're a fan or not, Craig. We were told, Schlesinger told us that it really wasn't your call on this, that they just basically asked you if you'd be willing to be the model for the Indiana Jones bobblehead. But we just want to look into your Indiana Jones fandom a little bit. If you had to pick which Indiana Jones film was the best one, which would you pick? Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom, or Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
What's the first one? Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd go first one then.
Why is that?
I don't know. I just, the first one's always the best, isn't it?
I agree with that. All right. Number two, Indiana Jones has a fear of snakes. What is your biggest fear, animal?
Animal. I'm good with snakes. To be right, snakes is right up there. Yeah.
All right. Last one. In honor of Father's Day, which Harrison Ford character would be the best father? Would it be Indiana Jones, Han Solo, or Dr. Richard Kimball from The Fugitive?
Best father. Let's go Dr. Richard Kimball. I like that character.
All right. Good. Excellent. Well, happy Father's Day. Enjoy this time with your kid, man. I hope he can exit all the way to the championship game.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good day.
Craig Counsell of your Milwaukee Brewers, 7:50 on Wisconsin's Morning News.